that was probably in the 12 years that I've been living here now on this senior campus. This is the first, it's not the first time I've had a bad issue with Xfinity, but it was probably my worst experience with them. You know, over the course of, like, say, 5 p.m. on Monday through 1 p.m. on Saturday, you only talk to two humans. Everything else is either, some form of computerized machine or voice, or you're doing the overnight thing with the virtual assistants and texting. And I'm talking to, I'm talking to technicians, and he's giving me information. I actually feel like I'm talking to a real person at that point. That was, I think, on Tuesday. And then, it was just my worst experience. And I'm a former Verizon guy, employee, and they're even worse now. When I call Verizon, I actually tell them what to do, because, there's customer assistance. They just sit there with the Verizon Bible and say, okay, my phone's not receiving calls. I can dial out, but I can't receive it. Okay, hold on. They open up the Verizon Bible, look at the tabs on the side. Okay, outgoing calls. Okay, hang on one second. Flip about 500 pages over. They find it. Okay, yep, here's what you got to do. And then they read you the steps on how to get your phone reset. You can do it manually. They don't know what they're doing. They're reading out of the Bible. I know, because I still got my Bible from when I worked there when I started working for them in 2000, for crying out loud. And my Bible is bulging with stuff. It's zippered shut, and it's got this, it looks like it's swollen. Looks like it's pregnant, but there's just so much extra paperwork in there that I've compiled over the years. Some of it's outdated, but still got my Bible.